Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to a solid start this morning. The futures have closed with a gain of 1.6% in after-hours trade, reflecting an impressive performance as far as US markets were concerned at the end of last week. So what we saw was the technology stocks lead the improvement on Friday in the US. The NASDAQ was up by 3.3%. The broader market, the S&P 500, was up by around 3.1%. So I suppose it's worth putting some things into context to understand why the markets have rebounded to the extent that they have over the course of the last couple of sessions. From its peak to its recent trough, the S&P 500 has fallen by around 20%. That's from the highs of late March to the recent lows. So that, of course, has all been driven by the expectation that interest rates would have to rise aggressively to be able to wrangle the generational highs that we're seeing in relation to inflation. But in recent times, we have been seeing a moderation in terms of a number of growth outcomes. Most recently on Friday, consumer confidence, according to the University of Michigan, hit a record low. And that is the sort of thing that is beginning to seep into stock market consciousness, is that there seems to be an understanding of where the terminus is going to be when it comes to interest rates in the near to medium term. So that's why you've had 10-year government bond yields. They peaked at around 3.5%, and they've been grinding lower over the course of recent weeks. And that has been helpful in terms of at least allowing equity markets to consolidate to the extent that they have. So with the 3.1% gain that we saw for the S&P 500 on Friday, that meant that in weekly terms, that index was up by around 6.5%, which was the best weekly outcome that we have seen since May. So that is encouraging. The NASDAQ in weekly terms up by around 7.5%. So in terms of the local experience, the share market last week was up by 1.6%, having lost about 6.5% in the previous week, but still in monthly terms, with a couple of days to go, the ASX 200 is down by around 8.8%. So the extent to which we can eat into that deficit is going to be obviously front of mind over the course of the next couple of days. On Wall Street session on Friday, bank stocks were moving higher by a decent clip. One of the reasons is that all of the major lenders passed the Fed's stress test, so that was significant. So that might be a factor supporting local banks today, just that optimism that we saw in US trade in particular. The other thing to bear in mind, though, is that commodities were generally under pressure, I suppose, at the end of last week. So metals prices on the London Metals Exchange were down by a decent clip. Nickel, zinc and tin down in the order of around 6 to 8%. Tin over the course of last week was down by about 20%. In weekly terms, oil was down by close to 2% over the last 5 days. It was a bit firmer, up by around 3% on Friday, according to the US benchmark. And so this week brings with it a lot of economic news. There's going to be manufacturing numbers released globally. We've got central bankers meeting in Europe. There's the Fed's preferred measure of inflation out of the US on Thursday. We've got GDP figures out of the US later on in the week as well. A lot to speak to this discussion around whether or not the extent to which growth is moderating, whether or not the ceiling that we've got in for interest rates at the present time is relevant. So it will be interesting to see whether or not the gains that we have seen of the last couple of sessions will be able to hold up amongst all of that information. The Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer at 69.5 US cents.